This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I'm also laughing at our, like, we have, like, matching collars today.
Every week.
It is every week.
When you opened the door, I was like, oh, my God.
Just goes to show that we're still in sync, even when we don't hang out every day.
Literally. It's so funny.
Hey, sluts. I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your astro sluts. It's been another minute. Hi.
It's been another minute. Hello.
We're living, what do people say? A slow life? What's that? I can't think of that phrase the last couple of days. I keep wanting to make jokes about it.
I think I like this.
That's too.
That's not what you mean, but.
It's like when people like are like, I'm just going to move to the country. Kitten.
So scratchy today.
No, thanks. Anyways.
Anywho, we're here.
I can't believe we haven't sung yet. We're going to talk about Ariana Grande today.
Oh, yeah.
So that's exciting.
Miss Grande, everyone's favorite or least favorite person, I guess.
I, like, have never really cared about her that much, just, like, personally.
Yeah.
I've never, like, hated her, I would say. People are really mean about her on the internet.
I mean, yeah, she has like a terrible history though, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
dating
she kind of
does. A lot of scandals. Yeah, I wouldn't say I know too much about her. Like, again, we always say this, but we were not like Nickelodeon kids. So, like, yeah. I don't have like childhood memories of watching her. I think she was in Victorious, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I've never seen that show. So, like, I didn't know her until, like, her music career. And then it was just, like, okay, ponytail, you know. Like, I never feel like I had a connection. I obviously will talk about this. I, like, loved, like, the Pete moment.
Yeah.
That was when I would say she was, like, most on my radar.
Totally. Yeah, no, that was, like, a really
such a moment.
Duo.
Yeah. But other than that, yeah, I don't feel like I really dislike her. I'm not like a super fan, so I think we're in a neutral.
Yeah,
I think we're coming in pretty neutral.
Yeah,
maybe. We'll see what happens.
I think I'm like I'm neutral, but like factually I lean slightly hater. I don't know. I think I have a good balance of like I can recognize both her strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
In like not an attached way.
And I guess the thing is like we're gonna talk about her relationships, which I think are not her shining moments here. Probably yeah. I guess that's what I prepped at least, is like mostly relationship stuff. So
yeah.
Again, I'm just going off of the things I know.
Yeah. I know. I had to like I had to obviously do some research on like her career timeline, mm-hmm. which of course it did just I did just end up watching Cynthia Erivo videos for a solid amount of time.
Yeah, understandably.
And then I was like, hey, reel it in. But like,
yeah, I am honestly excited for Wicked.
No, yeah.
So excited.
I am too.
Why is it in two parts?
I think it's just taking them too
long.
I think production is taking too long. I don't like from the research I did today. I think it was originally supposed to be one movie.
Yeah.
And I think it was even supposed to come out
last year. Yeah. No, it comes out like November 27th. I put it on like a culture calendar.
Yeah.
I did for work. That's why I know this. But like. Yeah, part one is out, like, end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think part two is supposed to come out, like, November 26th, 2025 or something.
Yeah, I think it's, like, literally production problems.
Wow.
That they were, like, you just need to get something out is just from the vagueness.
So interesting.
I know. I literally, like, if Cynthia Erivo wasn't in it, I wouldn't go see it.
No, that's fair.
But I think she is the most talented, beautiful person in the entire world. Like,
yeah.
If you saw my close friend's story on the way here, I just like really like, I cry at every single one of her performances. And yeah. I'm like not like a let's watch people singing on YouTube type of person.
No, totally.
And like, she's the one person where I'm like, have you seen this video of her singing?
I feel like that is just like the only person that's like so fair for them.
Yeah. You know? No, I agree. Like, I just like, oh my, like, I just think she's so talented. Like, yeah. It just like really brings me to tears every time.
That's amazing.
It is. No, I just love her. And I, in my research, mm-hmm. that was not Ariana Grande at this point. There's a rumor that she's dating Lena Waithe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like huge rumor vibes. Okay. But like, are you kidding?
Yeah, wow.
Because I was just like, Cynthia Erivo dating. I'm like, do you think this, whatever, 40-year-old woman would date me? I don't know if she's 40 also. I meant like 40 respectfully.
No,
like,
for sure. No, that's so interesting. Well, maybe then she'd be in Chicago.
Okay.
Because doesn't Lena Waithe have like is that the Shy? I think.
That makes sense. She has that vibe about her.
I think that's like a show, and I think it's here, and I think that's her.
I like this. Oh my God. If we like run into Cynthia Erivo at Soho House or something, like, literally, like, knock me out with a heavy object, because that will be less embarrassing than what I will do.
I kind of love that. That's great. Well, maybe it'll happen. We'll see what happens.
Manifesting that. Mm-hmm. 2024.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Miss Thing. Could you
so
maybe
nosy.
I know. Get your paws off, miss. Yeah. Yeah. Around the bag, please. Girlfriend. No. Where shall we begin?
Well, Ariana Grande was born, like we're doing celebrity memoir. Yes. Ariana Grande was born on June 26th in 1993 in Boca Raton, Florida, which I think is beautiful.
That is beautiful. I think it's really good to know that she's a Florida kid.
I agree. I said, I'm going to remember that when I saw that.
Mm-hmm. I think, well, she has one brother. Yeah. I just know Frankie Grande, gay icon.
Yeah.
I didn't do much research on him, but I just think it's important. For
yeah,
to
I didn't
remember.
Either. I was like thinking, I was like, should we get into the brother? And then I forgot.
Yeah.
There
is a brother. I don't even know if he's older or younger, but like he exists. And mom and dad both do seem like they're kind of cool.
Oh, really?
The mom is like, they're in Florida because the mom owns some like marine technology company.
Oh, that's cool.
And the dad's like a graphic designer.
Oh,
with like his own firm or whatever.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So definitely like seems like entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
Genes involved here.
Yeah.
She started doing like community theater. In Florida was famously Annie at like 9 years old or something. Some video I was watching on YouTube about her was like, which launched her into a thriving community theater career. I was like, that
okay.
A crazy way to describe
anything.
A child doing community theater in Florida.
Yeah, it is. That's really funny.
I'm sure she was a star though.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
And then when I think she was 15 years old, she booked, the Broadway show 13, the musical. Mm-hmm. So then her and her, like, they said her friend from also from Florida, like they both booked this job and then like moved to New York together at around like 15 ish. And then at the same time, like the timeline here must have been absolutely nuts. Also, I'm like, did she go to any schooling? Because she gets this job when she's 15.
Uh-huh.
And then she gets cast in Victorious. And then I don't know how many years Victorious was on for.
I don't either.
But then was also in Sam and Cat. Cat and Sam.
Oh, yeah. I forgot this about spun that. Off.
Yeah, because that was like came out right when we were like just getting a bit too old to be like tapped into like Disney Nickelodeon culture. And then she had a record deal by 17.
Wow. Yeah, she's how old is she? She's a couple years older
she's
than
30,
us.
She's 30, I think.
Okay. Yeah, 93. Okay. So interesting.
I know. Like, that is nuts. And, like, I think something... I think something that somehow, like, I feel like people don't, or at least I, when you say Ariana Grande, I don't think, like, child star.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. But she is.
But she is. Like, she should, like, totally be in our heads as, like, Lindsay Lohan and, like, Macaulay Culkin or whatever that guy's name is. Like, none of those people are, like, very well adjusted or like
it's so interesting. Did you read Jeanette McCurdy's book?
I listened to the Celebrity Memoir podcast about it.
Does Jeanette McCurdy bring her up? There's someone
know.
Where it's like now it's vaguely coming back to me how it was like so-and-so had the like so-and-so was able to go off and do stuff. No, that was the girl on her show. Oh my God, what's her name? I'm thinking it was someone else.
Miranda
maybe.
Cosgrove?
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Maybe. I would be shocked.
I was
going
to say, does she not talk about Ariana? But maybe not. Because I feel like there was someone where it was like Jeanette McCurdy was like, could not miss rehearsals, could not whatever. And like there was another girly bop, like bopping, like the other Nickelodeon girls
like
were
it
bopping
would be
around.
Ariana Grande, because I think her like music career was taking off while they were shooting Sam and Cat or whatever that show was.
Oh yes,
it
okay so no it
her.
Definitely was. Yeah, I was thinking they weren't on the same show, but then I'm like no, that was later on.
Yeah,
no, they were.
Yeah,
yes, okay, it definitely was. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's coming back to me. That is an interesting dynamic. She had like a totally different schedule, totally different rules.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, which, like, I can't even imagine. I mean, I think they just probably knew, like, she was going to be so big. It was, like, worth it for her to, like, come and
still,
go as she pleases.
Yes. Yeah, like, the schedule worked around her schedule kind of vibe. Mm-hmm.
I feel like also there must have been some sort of, like, their contracts were like, coming up or whatever. So, like... they must have been like, no, we need to like, keep her happy here or whatever.
For sure. Yeah, so interesting.
So interesting.
But she doesn't have that like, I don't want to like say tarnish, but kinda.
Yeah.
Like it is interesting. She has like she has her own tarnish, but like I feel like she does like have a very separate current image.
Yes.
Is it just literally maybe her look? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it just because she has such a separation? I don't know. It is so different.
I would dare to say also this. No one else, correct me if I'm wrong. No other Nickelodeon kids are that big.
That's fair.
And so I wonder if that's the difference between like a Nickelodeon kid and
a Disney kid. Yeah, totally.
Also, because like we didn't watch Victorious or anything.
I know. So,
like, so
yeah, maybe people are like, that's Sam or Cat or whatever. Yeah. And I don't because I didn't watch the show.
I don't know. She was kind of like, she also was just kind of herself on those show, like on that show. Like, she was just like, oh.
Okay, yeah.
And I think her character on Victorious is just, has just like, like that, her PR team was just like, more of
this.
This
is the vibe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas, so like, I know, whereas, like, the Disney shows, you were like, these people are acting nuts.
Yeah.
And then you see Joe Jonas today, and you're like, oh, you're just a guy.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like, what were they having you do, and
I
where?
Know,
and
no,
like,
totally.
But, yeah, I think I don't know where Ariana Grande falls in, like, the with Mr. Schneider. What's his name?
The creepy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know either.
I feel like she's probably...
I did write that down somewhere. I think she's... I don't remember. Jeanette McCurdy didn't even talk about it a lot in her book, to be honest. But, yeah. I mean, it was the same timeline.
Yeah.
It was all the same timeline. All those kids worked under him. So, yeah, I'm sure she was affected by that.
Yeah.
She doesn't obviously speak about it. She maybe got paid off by them, to be honest. Yeah. Not in a judgy way, but...
Yeah.
She might not be able to.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get into the astrology. But, like, even... Like, we haven't even hit, like, half of her trauma. And, like, this... Like...
Yeah.
Like, even just, like, being a child star, being on Nickelodeon. Like, this is all... trauma.
Yeah.
And, like, we're nowhere near the worst of it.
So, I know.
And, like, I'm sure we don't even know the worst of it.
No, literally. I know this made me, like, really sad prepping for it. I'm kind of glad I did it, like, last week.
Yeah.
Because I kind of got, like, bummed out doing it. And no, I don't think I'm going to have, like, I don't think I'm going to bum you guys out. But just looking at shit, I was like, this is so sad.
It is really sad. And I just think that's, like, a good context to, like, yes, view her in.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, I feel like there's so much shit where you're like, girl, what the fuck are you doing? But then you're like,
yeah.
Well.
But, like, understandable.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's a lot happening.
Yeah. Like, a boy ghosts me and, like, you're the only one that knows about it.
Right.
And I can't date anyone else for a year. Like.
Right.
Can you can only imagine.
Yeah, I know. The
with
scale.
The whole world watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we get into her birth chart?
I think so.
Okay. So famously, she is a Cancer sun. And I say famously because I only know that by heart because Pete Davidson is a Scorpio and she's a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember that from that era. And her sun is in her seventh house of committed partnerships, which I do think is huge key.
Mm-hmm.
Very serial monogamous vibes, monogamy, I guess. But I think that's like a thing just with your sun in your seventh house. But I think with Cancer there, that is like so amplified.
Yeah.
And it is just like at your core, you feel like yourself in a relationship,
mm-hmm,
and like nurturing and all those things, all those Cancer themes. So I do think that is like an important call out up front.
Mm-hmm. And it's like it's nowhere near being exact, but like she is a Capricorn, mm-hmm, rising. So that is like,
yeah,
opposite.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving like, I don't know, she definitely does have, like, very much, like, her own career.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
Dramatically successful career on her own. So, it is. But then also, like, her relationships have also, like.
Yeah, propelled her.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, she is so famous on her own. But then it's also, like, her relationships are so, like.
Yeah. Yeah, literally her. Have, like, their own arc kind of thing.
Yeah, and, like, also make her, like. Even more famous.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
She has a Libra moon, which just again is like very like lover girl energy, but like different than Cancer. Like it is giving like her music. It's giving Thank You Next. It's giving Yes And.
Cute
it's
girl.
Like, yeah, it's cutesy. It's flirtation. It's like her public vibe, I would say, like a lot more, even though I know it's her moon. But I think it's that like it's the ponytail. It's the chewing gum. It's like. Mm-hmm. Thank You Next,
which is I'm seeing right now her moon is square her sun,
yeah,
which is interesting particularly because her moon like a Libra moon, mm-hmm, like Libra rules the seventh house, so it's like her sun is kind of like moon coded,
mm-hmm.
Her sun is Libra coded,
yeah,
in being in the seventh house, and then she has her moon conjunct Jupiter in the 10th house, which is like her public roles and career. So it is like all these like must be someone with like very big emotions with Jupiter like conjunct the moon. Or she's gonna like really feel things, and that is like what gets put on the tabloids. Yeah, and
no,
whatever.
Totally. That like square too. It's like that Cancer sun wants the depth, it wants the safety, it wants the love, and that Libra moon is like, okay, but like who else? Like who else is in love with me? That kind of like, that kind of like pull from like the safety to the like, all right, who else is up kind of vibe.
Totally.
She has her Capricorn rising, which we did mention, which is also conjunct Uranus and Neptune.
I think that's super interesting.
I know.
That like the Neptune Uranus conjunction is like a generational placement, mm-hmm. that like all those millennials born around like 93 have.
Yeah.
And I think it's super interesting. Like she is like the biggest
queen
pop girly.
Millennial, yeah.
Of that, of like that, like the, that age group. And yeah. It is like she is that they're personified.
Yeah, no, totally.
And it is like it is pretty close. I think it's like they're 4 degrees away or something. Like
yeah, 6 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty close one. Yeah, it is just super interesting.
It just makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And then
can keep going. Okay, she has a Cancer Mercury. I didn't write much about that. I think that just is more of what we've been saying, to be honest.
Yeah.
I do think her Taurus Venus, this is where I think is so interesting. This is what caught me. So she obviously has this Taurus Venus, which again, it's earthy, it's stability. You're like attracted. I think this is why. Okay, this is kind of jumping. But like I think this is why she's attracted to people in relationships. She sees the stability that someone else is giving to someone, like Big Sean gave to Naya Rivera or Riviera, and is like, I want that. The, you know, Pete Davidson had just got out of a relationship right before they started dating. Obviously questionable there on if there was overlap or not, but like he was in a long-term relationship right before. You're like, wow, I want that. Obviously, her current partner, Ethan Slater, literally had a newborn baby with his high school sweetheart. That stability, that family, like that craving for that. I think it's so interesting. And it is in her fifth house of flirtationships, yeah. of fun, of creativity. And I think that is so nosy.
Oh my God, my cat won't stop going through Danny's stuff today. She just keeps trying to creep into that bag.
Bag.
I know.
Kitten, are you hungry or something?
Okay, keep going.
But yeah, but that placement is in her fifth house. So like of flirting, of fun, of creation, of creativity. So it is giving like short term as opposed to her son in Cancer in the seventh house. Commitment and safety and depth. And I just think it's so much like she's more attached to the idea of it almost than the relationship of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best way to say it, but you know what I mean? It's like the illusion maybe, or like seeing it other places is what's appealing as opposed to like actually having it.
Yeah. I think also like, okay, as I was doing my research on all of her like relationships and stuff, I was reading all of this being like, wait, that's so me. And I was like, and I like did all my research on her before I looked at her birth chart, honestly. Mm-hmm. And of course I go to her birth chart and like she's Capricorn rising Taurus Venus, and mm-hmm. I'm famously Taurus rising Capricorn Venus, and like I think like how those like earthy energy and relationships for me manifests as like this is like something to conquer.
Totally.
This is a business venture. I'm like,
yeah,
well, let's see if I can like strategize to like make this happen for myself. Because that's how like I see someone. If I think someone's like attractive or whatever and they're in a relationship, my like immediate instinct is like, well, let's see, like, let's put my riz to the test. Like, totally. I see it as like a challenge, not as a boundary.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Not condoning this mindset.
No, I think that's super fair, though.
But I wonder if that's maybe her.
A
like,
bit
can you only imagine if I was the biggest pop star in the world?
No, totally.
I would be like, well, wouldn't it be kind of fun if I could just have whatever I wanted?
Yeah, yes, it would be.
Like, I would totally do that.
No, I don't find it shocking or questionable. Her Venus is also opposite Pluto, her Pluto, which is like another like drama alert.
It's giving a little drama, for sure. And then wait, where's her Mars? Virgo. Mars. Okay, yeah, it's like literally so much earth.
Yeah, I know. Which like it is just like not like she is so Libra coded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Publicly, like I wouldn't pick all these placements for her for sure.
Totally.
But it makes a lot of sense when
it
you
does.
Pick
well,
it apart.
I also think like all the earth is like I don't really like see much happening behind her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my biggest note.
That's fair, yeah.
Is there's just like
It's work. It's not like passion per se.
Yeah, but I think it's also like it is like there's like that wall.
Yeah.
Which granted, I don't think she's had so many scandals. I'm sure her team is like talk as little as possible.
Totally. Yeah.
But I do think like I don't know, I think all of this earth is like you don't she's just
like we know so much but we don't kind of vibe, like we don't actually know anything from her. It's like the Beyonce almost. I'm not comparing her to Beyonce, I'm just saying like we know so much about Beyonce but we don't know anything about Beyonce. It's kind of that vibe.
Which you like kind of have to be that big, I think. Like because I don't know. It's like not a humanly. It's not like a human thing to be able to like
that
for
perceived.
Billions of people to know who you are. Mm-hmm.
No, totally.
Billions of people aren't supposed to all like one person.
No, no, not at all.
So you have to like create just like a figure.
Mm-hmm.
And this figure is just.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Good for her.
But yeah, I think it's like all this like stoic earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this like Libra, like and then to be honest, and not that I get this energy from her, because once again, like I don't. She doesn't do that many public appearance interview kinds of things, especially in the last couple years. At least that I see. But Cancer definitely falls into that like victim.
Yeah.
Trap, which like I don't know, but she has somehow managed to like people say I feel like people are really mean about her on the internet, but I feel like the overall like
you look away for one sec.
I feel like the like overall she's not like a very disliked figure.
No, I don't think so. Like, I think people are like, she's a homewrecker. But I don't know if anyone, like, dislikes her for it, if that makes sense. Like, I think, people say mean things about her. But I don't know if anyone's, like, truly bothered by it.
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm not, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Like, I think, I feel like and maybe I'm just thinking of like what boomers know about her. Like I feel like parents would be like, oh yeah, like your grandma's gonna be like, oh, that little Ariana Grande,
totally.
She's so cute. Like, and I guess that's because like all she's doing is just like having boyfriends. She's not like making a fool of herself at the Grammys, like I don't know.
Except remember when she licked the donut and that was like national news. I remember that when we were doing it. When I was researching, I was like, sorry, the donut scandal.
Wait, what was, can you please retell the donut scandal.
So, like, obviously this is coming from, like, 8 years ago, my memory. But, like, from what I remember, she was, like, at a donut shop with maybe, like, a boyfriend or friends at the time. And she, like, licked a donut in the display case.
And put it back, right?
Yeah, like, I kind of, yeah, like, she didn't buy it is the point, I guess. And she just, like, licked it. Maybe she did after that, but, like, the way it was, like, national news.
No, that was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She's funny.
So, yeah. I did look up her Lilith.
Oh, let's talk about it. What is it?
It's honestly what we talked about earlier. It's in Pisces in her third house. Mm. And, like, I literally just wrote, like, not to speculate because, she's never, to my knowledge, said anything about this. But, like, we do know that the childhood of many Nickelodeon kids was, like, very traumatizing. Mm-hmm. They were overly sexualized. Again, like, I didn't watch those shows, so I don't have, like, a good – I don't know what the vibe was, to be honest. But, like, that third house is, like, early childhood or, like, mm-hmm. your youth and all that stuff. So I do think, like, that Lilith placement there, like, is just, like – I'm wondering if that is just, like – where a lot of this kind of like maybe relationship drama kind of stems from, like some trauma in her early life or just even being like overly sexualized on the internet or something. Like, I don't know, that kind of stuff happens when you're a cute girl on TV yeah. and stuff. But I do think it's too, like, it's like communication, daily life, all those kinds of themes. It's like kind of why I think she also on the flip side has that like just little like fairy vibe. She's mm-hmm. just like the cute little girl. Anything she says is like, it's like the crying sweet face emoji. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like she doesn't like, I feel like anything she herself puts out into the world is like, like, and it's like whatever is going on is like a little more withheld. But like the external is just that like, I imagine, like, the emojis, like, the like an Anna emojis series. You know what I mean? Like, the not really emojis. It's just, like, shapes with your keyboard, like, tee-tee.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, how she, like, put, that's, like, her form of communication to the world kind of mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, that, like, context makes it feel like it's, like, a trauma response.
I know.
That we've been, like,
I know.
Just, like, stuck in this.
Yeah,
like,
and, like, little, I'm just, a little baby.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, and again, it's like, I don't know, but it kind of feels like that.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Shall we move more into some, like, transit space for her?
Yeah.
Okay, I have notes on 2024 and 2018.
Cool. I literally just have relationships.
Okay.
I have a lot on Mac Miller.
Great.
And I have a little on other people.
Why don't you go, and then when it's the year I have context okay. for, I cool. can just jump in.
Yeah, perfect.
I watched the music video for The Way earlier.
Oh yeah, I know.
Ah,
I know. Okay,
it was just like so of the time, and it's literally like that was a zero budget music
yeah,
video.
No,
it's
totally.
Like crazy just like watching now with like the context I have with like my job and stuff. I'm like, you guys only had to buy balloons and hire some dancers.
Yeah, totally.
But it was like so because I was like, oh my God, isn't that music video like amazing? And then I looked it up and I'm like, it's a projector on a white wall.
Yeah.
But that like, first of all, that song is like fire.
Yeah, it's a great song.
And I was like, oh, it was just like so of that time period.
I know.
Really iconic.
Okay, this is so I thought I had dates for the relationship. I don't. I have.
I know they met when she was 19.
Yeah, and they dated from August 2016. To May 2018, but they had like Twitter.
Oh, I didn't
there was
it was
tweets.
That late too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't either. There was like tweets and shit. That's like before that. I feel like they had like a couple years of like online flirtation ships,
okay.
And then I think maybe even that song was before they started dating officially.
Okay.
I don't know why I didn't write this all down. Cosmo or something has a full timeline. Yeah. If you'd like to read it, this is obviously where I got my timeline.
They
from.
Do like they make out in that music video, but yeah. Maybe that was like
I think they weren't one of the songs they did together. They weren't dating yet.
Okay,
and then
that was on her first album.
Oh, then it was that song because then they did like interviews and they were like that kiss though, and they were both like no, like, oh, we're just friends. Yeah. Like I just really respect him as an artist. And then after that, they dated.
They were like no,
yeah.
That's so me coded.
I know. It's so cute.
I would totally make my friend I have a crush on be like, no, let's just like, should we just do this make like video? A really cuddly video and then be like, nope, we're not dating.
Literally.
And then be dating 2 months yeah, later.
No, it was like that vibe. Exactly. And I don't know. Were you like a Mac Miller fan?
No.
See, I wasn't either. And I just like don't really know. I can't think of a single one of his songs. I know them. But, like, I just have this disease now where, like, anyone who, like, falls into the category of person as my boyfriend, I feel, like, really, like, if you know my boyfriend, like, he looks like a Mac Miller. He looks like an Angus Cloud. And, like, so now I just have yeah. these, like, it, like, breaks my heart yeah. because I just, like, I'm, like, oh, my God. He, like, vaguely looks like this guy. And, like, I didn't even, like, watch Euphoria, but the way I was, like, crushed by Angus Cloud's yeah. death because he, like, vaguely looks like my boyfriend.
No, he does,
I yeah. know. And it just hurts me. So then, like, doing this Mac Miller, like, really hurt me. And I really read like a lot of Tumblr posts you guys, and I kind of think that they were maybe like soulmates.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just really makes me sad. And they have like all these like karmic placements and past life things. And like, I didn't get too much into it, but like if you Google like Tumblr, Ariana Grande, Mac Miller relationship, like there's so much. And I just like, I don't know. Like, I just think again, well, obviously we have a lot of trauma with mm-hmm. her. And I just do think, like, if you lost someone like that, and I, again, will say, I do think she had every right to break up with him. He was obviously struggling. She did not yeah. need to, like, fix him in that way. But, like, I do kind of feel strongly that if he got his shit together, mm-hmm. they would have either been, like, adult besties or, like, adult relationships.
Yeah.
But I do think, I'm like, do you think that's why she just is like bouncing around like all these different, I feel like different kinds of people, different like, mm-hmm. you know, trying to like kind of fill that void?
Has to be. And like, I can't even imagine what kind
so
of
sad.
Loss that was. Yeah,
I know. Oh my God, it makes me sick. Okay. So Mac Miller was a Capricorn sun, Cancer moon, Aquarius rising. So they have fucking opposing suns, which like we always look out for, and then also she is a Capricorn rising, so mm-hmm. they have that sun to rising moment. And then his moon is opposite her sun. It's just a whole thing there. They have a ton of oppositions. I'm going to keep saying this.
His moon same sign as her sun.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Her Capricorn rising is then opposite his Cancer moon.
There you go. Yes.
And then her Cancer sun is opposite his Mars. And then their Mars are in a trine. Hers is in Virgo and his is in Capricorn. Her Pluto is in an exact trine with his moon. Like, there's just so many things, which, like, that is just giving, like, deep, like, seeing, I feel like, of one mm-hmm. another, deep understanding emotionally, and also, like, the ability to transform one another. And, like, maybe they were just too young. Maybe they just, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, maybe it just was, maybe they didn't want to do that. Who knows? Not their job to do for each other. But I do think it's, like, oh, my God.
I do almost
karmic.
I haven't looked at their charts together. I'm just looking at Danny's notes, but yeah. like I do wonder if like this is almost too much easy. Mm. And by easy I mean like what do I mean? Like I almost feel like maybe they needed more square mm-hmm. to force growth out
totally.
Of each other. I feel like it was
totally
too, like
everything is
comfortable
like, yeah.
like oh you get me and I get you and let's just like
spiral.
Yeah
literally. And then like her Taurus Venus is opposite his Pluto in Scorpio, which is like again like that intensity. very passionate, but like a little bit rocky. And I looked that placement, people were saying it's like not typically long lasting too, unless it's like it like insane intense growth kind of vibe. Otherwise it's just like kind of chaos. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's so much here that like if they were still together, you'd be like, we'd be reading this like, oh my God, duh. Oh my God, duh. Yeah. Oh my God, duh. Like, of course they are so like perfect for each other kind of vibe. But then you look at like reading it the other way, it's just so sad because you're like, oh my God, it's like just like too young, too in the depths of addiction or struggle or whatever. But I don't know. I think it's just one of those things, very different place or time, maybe different universe. Maybe different, whatever. But I don't know. It really, really depressed me.
No, it's it really is it like really depressing me. Yeah, in any regard, I really had forgotten that they had dated so recently.
I know,
up until his death.
No, like, because Pete was right after. That was like when he died.
Yeah, I do. I have transit notes for around that time period. Beautiful. So. It must have been, so when did you say that they broke up in 2018? May or something? Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. I like get upset. Okay. So they broke up in May.
Yeah.
She must have started dating Pete.
It was over the summer. I don't have an exact, but I could pull it
They up. Started dating like that summer because they were engaged for five months.
Yeah.
Then August, she dropped her next album, in which there's a song called Better that's like about her being like better off without Mac Miller. And then there's also a song called Pete Davidson on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the whole big dick origin story.
Yeah. Yeah. So that album drops in August, and then Mac Miller died in September.
Yeah, they started dating, this says May 21st, 2018.
Just days after.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's super interesting.
Yeah.
I just, oh my God, I can't imagine, like, oh my God, I just, like, can't imagine releasing a public song about being like, I'm so much better off without you, and then bro dies.
No, I cannot imagine it from so many angles, and I want to just make it clear that I don't think she should have stayed with him. I'm gonna keep saying that, but I just think that is so fucking sad. It so would have been probably so hard for Mac Miller. And then do you remember like Pete Davidson? I think the main reason they broke up, Ariana and Pete, was because Pete was like, fuck you, dude, on Twitter to Mac Miller or some shit. Oh, my God,
what?
Yeah, I'm sure I could pull it up. He said something, like, out of pocket about him or to him. And then he literally died. And then could you imagine being Ariana? Like, I just cannot imagine what that had have been like. Like, I can't. Like, that is terrible.
Yeah, I feel like everything that I, like, was looking up about her and Pete, like, it was just all like unconfirmed, like no one knows why they broke up, and I'm like, well, I think I do. Like, I can't imagine going through such a trauma and then trying to date another person with a substance abuse issue.
I know. No, totally. I know.
I was like, well, it seems pretty obvious to me why she was like, actually,
yeah,
this is not a relationship that I can, like, you're not someone that I can support right now. Like,
yeah.
And I'm sure he couldn't, like, I'm sure both directions, they were like.
I know.
Ugh.
Okay, I have to find what he said. Okay. Okay, I guess it's a rumor.
Okay.
There are rumors that Pete Davidson sent photos of them, like, in bed to Mac Miller. That's what I'm thinking of, I think. He was accused.
Interesting. Similar vibe with the Kim and Kanye.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I know. That's why it's weird, like, move, literally. Pete. I know. I'm like, that's why I was confused, because it came up Pete to Kanye, but then the line below it is Pete to Mac Miller. Yeah.
Interesting guy. Yeah, I don't know enough about like his substance timeline.
Yeah, I don't
but
either.
Like, yeah, I just can't imagine. What a wild dude.
I know, wild dude, and I really like him, and then you sometimes think too much and you're like, oh god, maybe I don't.
Yeah, no, yeah. You know? Exactly that. I do think he's a very good comedian though. I think
do
he's
too.
Like,
I think he's a really
silly
fucking
guy. Smart.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's so cute.
Yeah.
My boyfriend recently was like, I said, so I don't know what I said, like something about like a type or something. He's like, what's your type? And I was like, I can't even tell you. Because all I could think of was like Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't even say that to him. He doesn't look like him. He looks like Mac Miller and Angus Cloud, obviously. Yeah. But like, I was like, I can't. It was like the way he will literally like maybe make fun of me so hard. I was like, I don't know. You.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then I have some of Pete's placement. I don't know if we have a birth time for him. I don't think confirmed, and I thought there was, but I don't think I could find anything consistent. Mm-hmm. But he does have like a Scorpio stellium.
Of course.
Which, yeah, obviously just I think explains a lot of his vibe and why he yeah. like his dick was the start of a huge movement, you know. And yeah. But yeah, he's a Scorpio sun, Capricorn moon.
I like that in the last 8 years we've really gone from like big dick energy to baby girl.
Totally. I know. I agree. And then he has Scorpio, Mercury, Venus, and Pluto. He has a Sagittarius Mars, which I do think is interesting. But mm-hmm. the most important thing here is they did split during a Venus retrograde.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, so I pulled up the chart for like Ariana's like August 2018, August, September area, of which she was like engaged to Pete and right around when Mac Miller died.
Yeah.
She had Saturn had like recently entered her first house. Mm. She had Pluto conjunct her ascendant, which is like her ascendant Neptune Uranus conjunction. So Pluto was like hitting all those placements down there.
Yeah.
And she had North Node in her eighth house.
Wow.
So that's just like just a wildly transformational time.
Totally.
Both like outward facing, like it's just like stuff that you're like, oh yeah, that's gonna like change
yeah.
you forever.
Totally.
And I'm sure just like I just can't imagine going through all that stuff like in the public eye too.
I know.
Like, oh my god. Like,
no, I know. I just even remember when it was happening, I was like, I cannot even fathom what this girl is going through.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, but like, it is just so, yeah.
And wow. I feel like that stuff being in her like first house too, mm-hmm. it is like, has something to do with like, that's how we remember her.
Mm, yeah.
Like that is like so...
Yeah, attached to her kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, right? Like
yeah.
her outward, like, expression or, like...
Yeah, literally.
If I, like, knew her better, I do wonder if you could, like, see a more dramatic shift in, like, her aesthetics or, like, music or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wonder if there's more of, like, like what kind of physical
well,
transformation
I guess,
was going
like,
on here.
Didn't Thank You Next come out? Like, I think the next thing she put out after all that was Thank You Next.
Yeah, it had to have
and
been.
I think that was kind of like it was kind of like, oh
yeah, oh, you're doing this now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, that is such a true pop song. Like, it's not like that's like a edgy song or anything, but I think it was like bold for her.
Yeah, she was like, it definitely, yeah, it leaned more pop, whereas
yeah.
like, I don't even know how to describe her music before then, but it was
yeah.
like,
And like a little sassy. Like, was she not sassy before, maybe was the thing?
Yeah, I think she like, yeah.
A little more lover girl or something.
Yeah, it got like, I know, I don't know how to like describe it. But yeah, it just like, she like fucking leveled up. It was like, oh, no, you want to be like with the big dogs. You're not just like a little girly who releases pop music. Like,
yeah,
you're
going to like
be around.
Mm-hmm.
World tour energy.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah.
Okay, I have a blip. That is her ex-husband, Dalton.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to this man.
Mystery.
For calling him just a blip. But he was her realtor. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Oh,
I think
I
did,
that.
But
yeah.
I was
That's
like,
That's like the only thing I know about him.
He was her realtor.
Hot.
He's a Leo. That's honestly like really all I can find. And I don't really care that much, to be honest. Hey, August 7th. But the thing I care about is they got divorced during the Venus retrograde.
Mm.
Yeah. She's got to put these things on her calendar. Because
why
is
no one told
really,
her about Venus retrograde?
It's really coming for her.
But also, you know what we always say with retrogrades is that, like, it just forces you to face the stuff that you've been putting
off.
Yeah,
literally.
So I think maybe Girly is just, like, not advocating.
Yeah. And I mean, who knows? Like, I think this Dalton guy, I think no one really, like, I think it was very secretive. He wasn't famous. Like, maybe it was one of those things where she was just like, this is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, maybe this is what I've been looking for kind of vibe. I, like, I don't know. At least, like.
Well, it does seem like she was like,
doesn't have like fire sign energy. Like maybe it was just
true.
Like so different than what she'd had. It felt like, oh, this is maybe what I need.
Just needed someone else like
in
charge and whatever. It does seem like she also was like maybe a little obsessed with getting married at this time period.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We're
it was
not
like
talking
COVID,
about her Saturn
think, right?
return. When was her Saturn return?
I think she's in it.
Oh yeah.
I think.
Oh yeah, because she's 30 now. Okay, so she hasn't been in it until. Pisces?
Wait, let me check.
Also, I'm gonna turn on the lights. We're sitting in the
dark
now.
All of a sudden it's dark out. Sorry, I'm looking at her chart like it's mine. And
yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. And you're like, where is it?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, I can't find it. Saturn.
Okay, yeah, she's like 0 degrees.
Yeah.
She's literally 0 degrees, 6 minutes of Saturn in Pisces. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, when Saturn moved into Pisces, that was, like, her exact return.
So, last May, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
What was, like, going on then? She's been, and I guess this leads us to, she has been kind of off the radar for the last, like, couple years. I was reading stuff that is just like she has kind of had to drop everything for Wicked.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, like we had like she obviously released Yes And was like her first like music release.
Mm-hmm.
And like
yeah, I don't
a minute.
Know but a while, I think.
And I think just like with the scandals and whatnot, I feel like her PR team has just been like, please just don't do anything.
Literally.
She did Die For You remix in 2023. She was on The Masked Singer.
Really?
Yeah. I won't tell you anything more. I don't know if that's spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah, her last album was 2021. So she hasn't released an album in 3 years.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
and she got married to Dalton May 2021, and then they broke or got divorced October 6th.
Okay.
2023.
So I'm sure.
Yeah.
So. I mean, yeah, so she's like kind of like hit her all of her exact Saturn.
Yeah.
Like return hits already. So I'm sure that like divorce was.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely part of it. What, third house?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It is.
Does she have like friends?
That's a good question. Let me ask. like, I wonder, because I can't think of, like, famous friends. Is she a person that has, like
not famous
childhood
friends? She's been, like, not that I think that she's actually friends with all these people, but she has been in more of, like, drag community the last couple years. Like, she was a guest on Drag Race.
This says, it should also be known that Ariana Grande has other best friends besides Victoria Monet. Well, that sounds like something I would say if I didn't have other friends.
No, exactly.
I have other best friends besides Aubrey, okay?
Yeah, I kind of...
This one, her number one best friend listed is Frankie, her brother. I'm not coming at this in a judgy way. I just do think it is interesting.
How could you possibly maintain a friendship amongst all of this, you know?
Okay, this is like saying lifelong threat friend. Some speculate they're cousins. Okay.
I know Cynthia Erivo had a lot of nice things to say about her.
I do think she'd probably be great to work with.
Yeah.
She seems like she's probably, like, very professional.
I mean, she's a fucking theater kid. Like, yeah. We know how to work, how to shut the fuck up when necessary. Like, and she's been working for 15 plus years now. Like, she has to be pretty polished, I would say. But, mm-hmm. I kind of also just feel like... She may
Sorry,
be.
Sorry, kids have coughing today.
Little tickle.
It's like a little tickle.
Shall we get to SpongeBob,
please? Please.
I would like to start this off by saying I did see the SpongeBob musical.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my
did
god!
Did you see Ethan?
I think so. Wow. Like, I'm pretty positive because I even saw it like before it went to Broadway.
Oh.
Like, I saw it. In high school, like, it was in, they did like a run in Chicago before it got picked up
that
on Broadway.
That is so funny.
It was amazing. I loved the musical.
Wow.
It's like a weird fucking show. It's like every song is written by another artist, like a different artist. Which, and you can like tell, like one of like one of the songs I think is literally written by like Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and you can like totally hear each artist in them. And it was just like so fun and imaginative, and there would be like bubbles. It was just so like
I feel like that would
entertaining.
Be a great show.
Yeah, and I really liked. You know, I assume that this is Ethan's doing, like. When SpongeBob would walk around. And I do, like, I honestly
Is
do this
full
all the time.
Suit? Like, do you
no.
see?
He looks like looks like a real boy.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not like a
I'm imagining
Disney
like
mascot.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining.
And I literally do this all the time when like
I've seen
SpongeBob walks, they like he like moves his hand back and forth, and I literally will do that a lot. And there would be like a squishing noise, which I thought was hilarious. And they would go like it sounded
really
like
funny.
A wet sponge walking. But yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the video? It's of Ethan Slater doing an interview, and he goes,
"No,
it's literally I've only seen it because
should we watch it?
Yeah, on my timeline. I was trying to find it for legs yesterday. when I was doing, she was doing my nails because I don't know why we're talking about him, but my feed has been like people stitching it, like it's like him doing an interview, and he goes. And then it's like been like girls like it's like so funny.
Oh, I love when the girls are funny.
Such love and care. I don't know, it's just been incredible. And everyone in it is
Wait, okay.
Just has handled it with such love and care.
I don't know. Wait, okay. I like missed it the first time. Okay, wait, that's so funny because I think I did watch a clip of this. I watched like a clip of that in context of some like someone else was like and then he said this but I think it was like some like they were like fucking like millennials that talking about this whole drama
yeah they were fixated.
They
on
didn't
the smirk.
Know that that because they were like, and this is the clip that everyone's been overanalyzing.
Oh,
and I just was, I wasn't even watching it. Also,
yeah.
I was just kind of like listening.
That's
and like
so funny.
And I was like, he's just saying like they're doing a good job on the movie.
Yeah, no, they're
and they were like, yeah, this
face.
Yeah. So it's hilarious that the reason I like the people that. We're like, this is a really important video right now. Like, don't know why it is.
No, that's really funny.
Anyways, if you don't know about the current drama, Ariana Grande is now dating Ethan Slater, who's like mm-hmm. a Broadway performer, and he was SpongeBob in SpongeBob the Musical, which is he's just like so dweeby, respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both just so tiny and skinny.
Small.
And like, I don't know. He really is just like not cute at all. But like, I totally get the showmance.
Yeah.
Love. For sure. I am so susceptible to a showmance.
No, I think like, I think I've told you about it. But like, if you are in Chicago, you probably follow Bon Vivant. She does the cake classes. And she like was like, I'm sorry. If you guys don't understand why Ariana Grande is obsessed with is dating this man, you were not a theater kid. You don't understand that there's one yeah. straight man in these mm-hmm. rooms. And like, whoever is the hottest girl is going to be like, mine, you know, mm-hmm. like it's just like what happens. I feel like it's the same in dance. Mm-hmm. Like there's like two straight guys and they're just like the normalest dudes and like people die for them.
And they are usually like very sweet and like
yeah,
more like emotionally
they hang out with girls a lot, yeah. you know, so they have they're like nice guys,
allies,
yeah, artists, creatives, got a lot going for them. They're probably talented. But yeah, it has nothing to do with appearances.
Not a thing. Oh. So yeah, he was, maybe you know more about this than I do, but he was dating his high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
They had just had a baby. And I don't really know what happened, but now
okay, so
they both cheated on their partners with each other.
Ariana, you mean, or the
yeah.
high school sweetheart? Oh, yeah.
Both Ethan and Ariana were dating other people, cheated, and now they're publicly together.
Yeah. So, also, something that I think is really messed up is that, like, Ethan Slater's ex-wife, I don't know if they were married, to be honest, but his ex had, like, come out and said that, like, Ariana had hung out with them, like, as a family. Like, she yeah. held their child and, like... she just was like, she's not a girl's girl.
Yeah, that's like the headline.
Yeah, that. Which like, I mean, again, as we were just Googling if she has friends, like, yeah, it doesn't seem like she is. But yeah, so that is just, that is like, obviously the root of the drama. I think one, it's like, who the hell is this guy that she's dating? And then two, like, okay, you just broke up someone's family.
Yeah.
They did also get together during the Venus retrograde last summer, you guys.
Girl.
Put it on your calendar, Ariana. No new relationships. Breakups only. But he is a Gemini Sun, Cancer Moon. I wish we had his full birth chart, honestly. Yeah. I couldn't find anything more. But
that makes sense already, though.
But yeah, like her, his Gemini Sun... and Venus are in her sixth house.
Mm.
Like workplace romance vibes. It does check out. But yeah, so interesting. I do think the like weird thing about that is like I don't think they're going to stay together. But I think there is this like you kind of have to commit to the bit for a while because
yeah.
you like broke up his family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe till like Venus goes retrograde again, which isn't at all this year. Maybe they'll be together for a while. I don't know. But
you know.
So interesting.
I wish I knew more about him too. Cause like, I don't know. There is a part of me that wants to be like, hey, if I was dating someone and they cheated on me and broke up with me for Ariana Grande, I'd be like, all right, fair.
Yeah.
I would have done the same. But, yeah. you know, we all know that I am a social climbing diva. So, like, so I understand why someone else might not feel that way. But to me, I'm like, oh, that's like just so like you're living a movie that like I feel like I would just be like, whoa.
I know.
You see the movies about how someone's going to cheat on you for like a big star, but that doesn't happen to anybody else.
I know. No, literally. I feel like it is just one of those things where like I usually am like, it's the person in the relationship's problem. Like they're the one with the contract or whatever, real or not, to that other person, not the person who's like outside the relationship. But in this case, too, I kind of think I would be like, what the fuck are you doing with my little dweeby-ass husband?
No, you know what I mean? Totally.
Like, usually I love to just be like, that's his problem. He was the one committed to someone else. But at the same time, I mean, so was she, I guess. She was also literally married during this time. But we don't know much about Dalton. But, like, but you know what I mean? Like, I would be, like, pissed. I'd be like, why do you want him?
You could have anybody.
Literally, you could have anybody and you want my husband and the child or the father of my child. Like, stop.
Yeah, no. I'm, like, joking that I'd be like, yeah, fair. I mean, I would be. But I would also go to the tabloids and be like, she's not a girl's girl.
Exactly. I feel like that's good the best for her. Thing you could say.
I can't wait to see that kid grow up. I wonder if that kid will be, like, I mean, it's, like, solidly Gen Alpha, so, like, honestly, maybe not. But I'm, like, if this happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, this kid would be, like, what it was like growing up with Ariana Grande as my stepmom.
Literally.
Like, that's, like, insane lore.
Yeah.
To come into the world with, to be honest. I've never learned how to read progressed charts.
Oh yeah.
But I do wonder, because I think like a progressed chart is like the first like however many days of your after your birth.
Oh,
like those transits, like you can use them for like, I don't know, you can like apply them to later.
Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah,
so that must, I feel like there must be some crazy stuff. Yeah. Like foundational to this person's existence,
literally.
That must just be so interesting.
So interesting.
So current transit wise, Ariana did just have Pluto move into her second house. Like, it's for the last 15 or whatever years, it's been in her first house, which I think now I'm like, I'm just so interested in, like, as we're talking about celebrities, how, like, Timothée Chalamet has, like, already gone through this deep transformation of his fifth house, of, like, his creativity, of his acting, like, of that, like, creative work for him. And now, like, we see him as he is. And I think it's interesting, like, we've watched her the whole time, mind you.
Yeah.
Like, show me the dates on when she got cast in 13 literally. The musical and when Pluto entered Capricorn.
Yeah.
Interesting. And we've watched this like transformation of self, and I feel like now she's like, we're like, oh, yep, this is what we're getting. And I don't know, values?
Yeah.
Values are up next.
So interesting.
So we'll see if that like affects her relationships at all.
Yeah.
I think it could.
I think it for sure could. Well, too, because I mean, like, a little different, but, like, Taurus, it's, like, going through a second house, and Taurus, she has her Venus in Taurus, like, so maybe it will
connect.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe things will click.
I like that. And then she also, oh, I knew I had a note about this somewhere. Currently, her, like, Aries Libra eclipses this year will be in her fourth and tenth house, but... Prior, like last year, the year before, the nodes were in Taurus and Scorpio, which is her 11th and 5th house, which I do feel like is kind of like why we haven't heard much from her.
Yeah.
Those, like, I feel like a 5th house eclipse could be like, I feel like it could be hard to make an album or something that totally. You are like like I feel like that could be like unexpected, just like things fall through or like mm-hmm. you're not happy with whatever. Yeah,
so interesting. I can't wait to see how long this relationship lasts.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she finds love, everlasting love. I think that would make her cancer heart very happy.
Yeah,
I know. So interesting.
And then she does right now have Uranus in her fifth house.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh my god, maybe we'll talk about. We're gonna do a subscriber episode. We're recording it after this, so we can talk about this then more. But right now, all planets are direct.
Oh wow!
And Uranus just stationed direct in her fifth house, which like I feel like just makes so much sense that she was on this like little hiatus, and now she just like released this song, and I feel like she's like ready to like move it forward. And I'm super interested to see what Wicked does for her career as well.
I know.
Also hilarious, like the whole Yes And music video and the song is like all so theater kid.
I was literally, as soon as I saw it, okay, the first thing I saw was like someone I went to high school with doing the choreo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, not this jazzy ass choreo he made up. I didn't know it was the choreo from the video. I was like, stop, like slay, but like dying at this. And then I was like, oh, wait, that's the choreo.
Yes.
And I was like, stop.
Shoes in the music video.
I know. You're in one Broadway play, Broadway movie adaptation, you know. You're full jazz, full theater, full skinny ass. I mean, she's always been skinny, but she's so fucking skinny right now. Little leotard skirt. I was like, I cannot with this.
Hilarious.
Literally. Arts. It's so art school coded.
I also, what's Ethan Slater in right now? Spamalot?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I think Spamalot. I heard she, or no, maybe this was when he was still in SpongeBob. Someone said that she's been going to see his shows once a week. And by shows, I mean like, is she going to see Spamalot once a week?
Stop. Yeah, she's gotta be.
Someone was like, the other performers are stressed out by this.
Yeah, I would be too. That's really funny. Yeah.
So supportive. Oh my god. He's just such.
Stop. I'm sorry. You have to put this in.
Yeah,
you can. Can I turn it around?
Yeah, you can.
I show this to you with the utmost respect for the art.
They can't hear you.
I show this to you with the utmost respect for the arts.
I'm sorry. Like, that would give me the ick.
You have to take a photo of it.
I wonder if I know anyone else in that show.
Literally.
I need to look up the cast.
Is this Colin Jost or something?
Oh.
Is this what it look like?
That does, yes.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
I think I'm thinking of it's not who I'm thinking of, but I think you know who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Like a comedy guy.
Yeah, no, that looks like somebody. So hilarious.
No, this guy. Who is that?
Oh.
It's not him.
No,
but
that's
it's
not
someone
who
else. That's who I'm thinking.
I don't know.
I think he was like an SNL guy or something. Okay, interesting.
Do you have anything else on Miss Grande? Oh,
no.
And then we didn't even cover
talk
this.
Talk about the bombing.
Yeah.
I got too bummed out after Mac Miller.
I just like wasn't necessarily interested in the timing of that. I don't know. I just
insane though.
Yeah.
Talk about trauma.
Exactly. And public, like more public trauma too. I'm sure there's something in her birth chart of how that affected her, but like I don't know. I guess I also wanted to be careful of like I don't want anyone
like,
listening.
This is why this happened.
Yeah, not why this happened, and like I don't want anyone listening to be like, oh my god, I'm about to go through the same transit as Ariana Grande. Like my boyfriend's gonna die.
No, exactly.
Like that. Like please.
No, literally.
Please don't do that because that's just not how it works. It's not. You can't. You just cannot predict that kind of thing. And also it's like these same transits could manifest in
so many different ways. It's just like,
use it as a reflection on the past, not as a prediction for the future. Like, if you went through something, a similar transit, you could be like, oh my gosh. Yes,
yeah, like,
I was.
I also had this life-altering but very different
transformation. I got kicked out of high school when I was going through that same transit. And it, like, you know, totally made me feel like whatever. So that's our disclaimer. Thanks for listening. Let us know if you guys are Ari fans.
If you have anything to add, any thoughts, any comments, questions, probably not questions. We don't know anything else.
This is all
this
we know.
This is what we know. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love to hear more on more people you'd like. And yeah, well, we're going to be on a little pop culture kick, I think.
Yeah, so we like doing these. So hopefully you guys let us know. Let us know that you do too.
Yeah. Positive feedback.
We'll see you soon, sluts.
Bye.